Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 20, verses 27 and 28. Jesus is speaking. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Have you ever wondered why the God of the universe chose to offer us the gift of salvation by having his only Son die on the cross? You might think, surely God could do anything, right? So why didn't he choose another way? Yes, he can do anything, but he will not violate his own character. God is holy. Romans 3 verse 23 says that everyone has disobeyed his law, and therefore fellowship with him is broken. And from the beginning of time, he's required a penalty for sin. See Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, Ezekiel 18 verse 4, and Romans 6 verse 23. However, because of the Heavenly Father's great love for us, he allowed a substitutionary payment to be made for our sin. In Old Testament times, people would sacrifice animals to atone for wrongdoing. However, this provision was only a temporary solution. Jesus' death was the final and permanent sacrifice for sin. And then Jesus did something else that we couldn't. 3 days after dying, he rose from the grave. Jesus conquered death. Direct access to the Heavenly Father is now available to us through Christ's death on the cross. Once we receive this free gift of full forgiveness, God removes our sins as far as the east is from the west.